To talk with Phil Hendry on Coast to Coast PM from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. And to talk to Phil here in the studio or to talk to yourself, dial 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. I remember when we first had Ross Mitchell doing the announcing, and let me say thank you, Ross Mitchell, on the show, and I would see the lines go nuts, and I thought, hey, cool, you know, give the numbers out, the lines are going to go ape, and we're ahead of the game at least that far. Then I realized people just think it's the Art Bell Show coming on. As soon as they hear the guy's voice, they thought, oh, thank God it's Art! And they run to the phone, and then they realize it's not, and the lines go dead after about 30 seconds, and that's as it should be. 19th Annual Beach Fest, when you're listening to Phil, the lines should be dead. That's as it should be. The 19th Annual Beach Fest is coming on June 17th. This coming weekend, myself, along with Carell and Andrew, along with Tim and Neil, along with Bill Handel, along with some other great people, we're going to be at the Meeting of the Mouths and, more specifically, the Beach Fest at the Long Beach Marina Green, broadcasting live. These are some of the people and friends and local broadcasters that I know in Los Angeles. The Beach Fest is Southern California's largest food and music festival. It's also home of the world-famous KFI Chili Cook-Off, and to our affiliates around the country, that's our L.A. affiliate, and they're really not as good as you guys. And to win the ticket, nah, I'm kidding around, David. I don't know. I was just on the air, by the way, on KXNT in Las Vegas with Alan Stock. He's a very nice man, and we had a nice discussion for 45 minutes, broad-ranging discussion of kitchenware. He's a nice man, and thank you for treating me so well, Alan, even though it seems like about 90% of your listeners hate my living guts. To win tickets, please fax your name, your address, and the fact that you heard this on The Phil Hendry Show to 213-487-0058. That's 213-487-0058. 0058. The slave master story, if you've heard of this, the authorities are investigating a man suspected of the deaths of five women whose bodies were found stuffed in barrels on his property, and they've asked for help in Florida because he once owned property in Florida. Now, this case has first come to light in Kansas. Authorities have said that a man by the name of John Edward Robinson Sr. trolled the internet for sex under the name of Slave Master. Five bodies have been found, two near his farm in Kansas and three in a storage locker in Raymore, Missouri. Robinson's lawyer has said his client is innocent. His family has issued a public statement defending him. But authorities believe that these women were lured by him from the internet, and they include Suzette Troughton, another lady. I don't have all of their names here. But apparently, at least one of them was Suzette Troughton, and she was a nurse. She was looking to care for an elderly man, or so the ad said on the internet. And let's see, there are others: Beverly Bonner, five women in total. Maybe we could get their names if you've got them, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. And Clara Bingham has joined us from Los Angeles. She is basically uses the internet and has talked to a variety of different men on the internet, and has recently met a man on the internet who you are interested in furthering your relationship, right? Is that right, Ms. Bingham?
Yes.
Can you tell me about meeting men on the internet?
Well, I think that Phil, it is unfortunate that women sometimes get murdered, but they do not know the kind of men they're dealing with.
All right, what kind of men are you dealing with? I mean, you're on the internet, you're talking to these men in chat rooms and on message boards and the like. What kind of men are they?
Well, the men you meet in the chat rooms are different, Phil, from ordinary men. They are writers, they are artists, they are architects. They have enormous creative reserves. They do not suffer fools easily. And I have talked to men on the internet. I am overwhelmed by the genius and the romance and really the passion of men on the internet. I'm not so stupid that I'm going to intrude on their privacy uninvited. And these five women did not bide their time. They possibly angered the slave master, and in so doing they left him no choice but to rid himself of them and rid himself of their presence.
No, wait a second. You're talking about the slave master and other men on the internet are artists and...
Yes, Phil, they are men who spend an awful lot of time alone. They are men who are immersed in their creative art. They are immersed in their creative endeavors. Some of them are scientists who are working in their laboratories late at night. Some of them are artists who are painting pictures. Some of them are writers who are writing novels. And they get on the Internet. It's the only contact they might have with the outside world. And there are several of us, myself included, who provide these men with creative inspiration and conversation and friendship.
So while these guys who get on the Internet late at night and talk to women like the slave master, when they're not on the Internet, they're writing novels and they're... What did you say about scientists?
Some of them are scientists. Some of them are in their laboratories creating life or cure for AIDS or something like that. So they do not have time to
go out and meet women normally.
Yes. These are great men. And I think they are also very extreme men. They are on the edge. And if you are a woman who is on the Internet and you want to meet a man like that, you have got to be, I think you have to understand that you're playing with fire.
And well, let's talk about it. And I don't want to indict, I don't want to unfairly, accuse a man of committing a crime that he may not have committed. But let's just say if the slave master was responsible for the deaths of these women, you said something I found interesting. You said they angered the slave master and left him no choice.
Yes.
What does that mean?
The slave master gives of himself to the women on the Internet who talk to him. In his case, his genius is very warped. It's very perverted. It is a sexual genius or a bondage and domination genius. And he gives of himself to these women. But if they continue to intrude upon him and try to force themselves faster than he wants them to, then they leave him no choice.
They leave him no choice. So in other words, they wanted to meet him faster than he wanted to meet them.
I think that that is a possibility, yes. And he left them no choice. He had to rid himself of their presence. They were bothering him. And Phil, I would tell you this. If I was bothering a man on the Internet, I would expect him to package me, stamp me, send me home for Christmas. I don't think that I should be allowed to bother a man.
And you'd want him to kill you.
I didn't say that. But I think I should be chastised for it.
And so the slave master chastised these women to the point where he stuck them in barrels and put them on his property. Do you agree with that?
No, I do not.
Then what are you saying? Are you saying that these men...
Phil, I am saying that any man in a message room... on a message board, in a chat room, the men you meet on the Internet are very superior men. They are solitary men. One minute they are writing poetry, the next minute they're on a chat room. They don't make themselves available.
Let me ask you about your own relationships with men. Do you have any relationships with men on the Internet?
I do now. Yes, I do. I am in touch now.
Which men?
I have been in touch with a man named Roy. He lives in Wisconsin. He is a poet. He sent me his poetry. There is another man who goes by the name of Thor.
And Thor as in T-H-O-R?
Yes.
Okay. What's his thing?
He calls himself the god of sex.
He is Thor, the god of sex?
Yes.
Excuse me. And what does he say to you?
Well, so...
No, what? Just tell me what he says to you.
He lives in Las Vegas. He calls his penis the hammer of the gods. That is his... if I made any of these men angry by pressuring them, that I want to meet them before they're ready to meet me in person, I leave them no choice.
You leave them no choice, but to what?
To somehow attack me. Now,
do you have a... All right, to somehow attack you, because these are superior men. What about this relationship you have right now? What's his name?
His name is Exciter. Exciter.
What is his real name, though?
His real name is Doug Dugan.
Doug Dugan, and where does he live?
He lives in Florida, and we talk philosophy. It's hard for me to talk with him because he is so amazing. But Exciter has promised me something that I never thought was possible.
And how well do you know him?
I know him very well. We have had an online relationship now for 6 months, and I know every feeling of his. And
have you met him? Because you haven't met him, have you? I talked to my producer. You haven't met him.
Yes, I have met him.
You have not met him person to person?
I know enough about him. I've met him on the Internet. And that's all I need to know is my love, Exciter. I know him on the Internet.
You've not met this guy person to person, so you're probably putting yourself in danger, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
What has he promised you?
You know, Phil, I think you need to understand the world of the Internet. They understand the world of Internet men, the men you meet on message boards. They are superior.
What has this guy promised you?
Saturday has promised me something that I never thought was possible. A ball gag in my mouth and the possibility of crawling across his basement floor. But first I must pass the test.
And so look at, see, a guy promising you a ball gag in your mouth and being able to crawl across his basement floor to me sounds like a pervert.
Oh, I don't doubt that it sounds like a pervert to you because you do not understand these men. These are powerful men and they love hard and they love passionately. And I'm so thrilled that Exciter would want that for me.
Our number, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686.
And Exciter has promised that to me.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. This lady, Clara Bingham, is in a number of online relationships, one with a man named Exciter. And you say that men who frequent the Internet and troll the Internet for sex are powerful, great men.
It goes without saying, Phil.
And that they are guys who are very shy because of their genius.
That is correct.
I don't know of any guy who trolls internet chat rooms or message boards who is a scientist working in his laboratory late at night and taking a break to try to pick chicks up on the internet.
You know, you put it in a very crude way, Phil. I think it's wrong. I think it's unfair.
And well, what other way should I put it? The guy is what? He's creating the Frankenstein monster, then he stops down to get online and rap with women?
Phil, Exciter has promised me this and has told me I will have it.
A ball gag in the mouth and crawling across a basement floor.
That is correct.
All right, Claire, I have to ask these questions.
I understand that, but you do not understand the world in which I live and the world in which Exciter, the hell that Exciter goes through because of his genius and because he's such a great and good man. And I want to be there for him to ease his worries as he creates new possibilities in the world of relating and relationship. And the day, and if that day comes, and I'm not saying it will come, that I finally have a ball gag in my face, and I am crawling along his basement floor, and the joy has finally returned to my life, then I hope you will interview me, Phil, and you will hear my joy.
I want to interview you when that day happens, Clara. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This lady says that Exciter, at least one of the men she's having an online relationship with, has promised her a ball gag in her mouth and the possibility of crawling across his basement floor. But first, she must pass some kind of a test. And when we come back, we're going to find out what that test is. Now, this is a woman who claims that men on the internet are getting a bad rap. They are exceptional men. Lonely men, but exceptional men. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The world of internet dating, the world of chat rooms and message boards. What is that world? Well, we know at least in one instance, police believe it's a world that led five people to their deaths. They are charging John Edward Robinson Sr., being held on charges of aggravated sexual battery and felony theft following complaints from two women he reportedly encountered for sadomasochistic sex after meeting them online. Police believe that they found bodies of five people that he murdered on his property, some on his property, and others in Missouri. Now, we have with us Clara Bingham. She has an internet relationship with at least one man, and you've had relationships with
You know, first of all, I have an internet relationship with one man. That is Exciter.
That is Mr. Dugan?
That is Doug Dugan. That's right. He has promised me if I relate to him in a proper way.
Well, why do you put all of your faith into this guy?
Because he is my lover.
Have you made love to this man?
We have made love, yes.
But not physically. See, you have an imagined relationship with him, don't you?
No, I do not. I understand him better than any woman he has ever known. And he has promised me that he will discipline me. And he has...
Okay, I'm going to take a call, and I want to know what he means by that. Here is American Fork on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I just want to say that 6 months... She says she's known him for 6 months, this Doug Dugan Exciter.
Exciter, yes.
6 months is not long enough, dear.
Well, you know, a lot of people
wouldn't be long enough.
Mr. Henry, you mentioned on the air once, I heard you say that you'd only known your wife for 6 weeks before you married her. Is that right?
No, that is not right. I knew my wife for 4 months.
4 months.
Okay, but you know what? He knew her 4 months.
But
real
I knew her.
Time,
I,
not virtual time.
I was relating to her every day. Okay.
We chat for hours at a time. We are online for hours. We
you know what? I
could
tell you that you? I am a millionaire. I live on an estate. That I have long blonde hair. That I am 36, 22, 36. I could tell you anything I want, and you, I could have you believe in it. He could do the same thing to
you. Know
you.
That I know a man who would be interested in meeting you.
Okay, yeah, that's me. I'm a millionaire. Sending my way, because I sure as hell won't meet him.
Are you interested in meeting a man?
Not somebody from the internet.
The lady here is you're kidding, right, ma'am, or are you not kidding?
I'm kidding. I'm not a millionaire.
Okay, so she's not a millionaire.
If I was, I'd have my own radio
show. But I can hear you crying out. You're crying out for a relationship. And what Exciter promised me is a disciplining that I need. Now, I know that bondage and domination are beyond the understanding of most people. And
yeah, I don't get that. What is that?
I need Exciter's discipline. And he has promised to discipline me.
In what way?
He has said to me that he would love to give me a red ass from spanking me with a broiler pan.
But you know what?
Spanking you with a broiler pan?
That's right. Yes. Yes. You don't understand it. Mr. Henry doesn't understand it.
No, I do understand it because, you know what? I understand there are people who enjoy a little pain with their pleasure, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with
it. Are you into that? Tell me if you're into that or not.
You bet. Absolutely.
Then I know a man for you.
Well, you know what? If he's from the internet, I wouldn't meet him.
Now, let me ask you, why wouldn't you meet him, ma'am?
Why wouldn't I meet him?
I have been a bad girl.
I have related to a guy on the internet. I talk to him every day.
You talk to
and
him every
I've
day.
Known him for over 3 years, and I still wouldn't meet him because I'm not crazy. I'm not stupid. And
have
I'm
you
not
been
foolish.
A good? Have you been a? Let me ask you, if you're into domination, you'll know what I mean. Have you been a bad girl?
Of course I have.
Okay, then you would love to have your ass spanked so bright red that you see DuPont embroidered in your ass from the boiler pan, wouldn't you? And
no,
what are you waiting for?
No, she would not. Not for some freak off the internet.
Not from some freak off the internet. From somebody I trusted, who I had known a long time,
yeah.
Who I had gotten to know.
Yeah, especially. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you, yeah. And that's exactly how I feel about Exciter.
You trust him after 6 months. Okay.
You haven't met the guy in the flesh. You've met this guy on.
That's right.
This lady said she's talked to a man every day on the internet for 3 years. That is plenty of time.
No, it isn't.
When will you finally give yourself over to your discipline?
I won't. I'm not stupid. One night of passion. One night of passion is not worth dying for.
Do not leave
I'm
him.
Sorry.
Do not leave him the only choice of killing you. Do you understand what I mean by that?
You know what? It's not worth the risk.
Don't underestimate death.
Wait a minute, Clara. You sound like you're way out there, okay? You really sound like you're way out there. What do you mean? Is the guy going to come and find her and kill her?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if she toys with his emotions, she leaves him no choice.
She's... You know what you're saying? If you mess around with a psycho, yeah, you're going to get hurt. That's what you're saying.
No, you leave him no choice.
No, that's your language. My language is mess with a psycho and you get killed, okay? And
how dare you say he is a psycho? You do not know the pressures that Exciter is under.
Have you done a background check on him?
I know. He told me that what his business is, he's developed a nonstick spray for kitchenware. And he has been in the laboratory now for the last 2.5 years. And
non-stick spray for kitchenware.
That is right. You laugh at Exciter. You laugh at his genius.
Anywhere.
You would. These men are not played. They are not. These men are not. They are artists. You know what I'm saying? They're artists.
He's an artist because he can make some non-stick spray for kitchenware. That's art.
It has sexual uses. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to a lady who dates and has fallen in love with a man on the internet as we tie this into the whole slave master thing. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. With me is Clara Bingham, who has a six-month online relationship with a guy by the name of Exciter. We don't know much about this guy. He is a bondage and domination guy. I assume that you're into this, Clara?
Yes, I am. I'm very much into it. And
What do you do for a living?
I would rather not say, because of my interests.
Do you live? You live here in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, I live in Bellflower.
Bellflower?
Yes.
And Exciter has promised you a ball gag in the mouth, a red ass from spanking with a broiler pan. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And that...
you know, I don't expect everyone to understand the world of B&D. I don't expect everyone to understand Exciter the way I do. Doug Dugan, who is Exciter. But
What is the test?
The test is that he wanted me to send him my Social Security number.
Well, that's proof. He's going to rip you off.
No, you do not understand.
No, that's proof. He wants you to send him the Social Security number, and then he'll spank your rear end with a broiler pan. Is that it?
You know, Mr. Henry, you are very offensive.
Is that it?
You have to understand, this is a test of my loyalty. I won't wind up like those other women, because I will prove my loyalty to Exciter.
And therefore, the other women who were disloyal to Slave Master, they wound up pickled in a barrel out in his backyard.
I don't know what happened to those women, and I'm sorry that that happened to them. But Exciter has promised me the broiler pan and the ball gag.
If all you do is send him your Social Security number.
That is correct.
And what if he rips you off?
He won't. I know this man. You don't understand. I know him, and I love him.
Oh, man, you got to talk to some people here who might give you a better idea what's going on. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Gainesville, hello.
Yes, I'm calling from Gainesville.
Yes, sir.
I could be anybody calling her, or not calling her, but on the computer and telling her whatever she wants to hear. And now he wants her Social Security number.
Do you lie to people?
This is crazy. Get that Social Security number.
I was asking you, do you lie to
and
people?
He might put a gag in your mouth. Yeah, so you don't tell anybody that. He just rips you off for everything you have.
He might put a ball gag in your mouth and stick you in a barrel, okay?
Right.
And
wonderful to know. Do you lie to people, sir?
I know when I was like out in, you know, my younger days in the bars, you tell a woman whatever she wants to hear just so you can get in her pants. I mean, this. Anything. He could be a dishwasher. No teeth.
Right.
I'm telling you this.
No, he is not. He is very beautiful. He's a white man.
Security.
Okay, your car phone's crapping out. Look.
He is very beautiful. He told me if I passed the test, he promised me he would choke my neck until my head turned blue and I passed out. And that when I woke up, I would be a dominated goddess. And I'm so looking for...
He's going to choke you till your face turns blue and you pass out, beat your ass with a broiler pan until DuPont shows up in the skin. And what was the other thing?
Ball gag.
He's going to put a ball gag in your mouth and let you crawl across his bathroom floor.
You can laugh all you want, Phil. You do not...
No. I'm sorry. It was the basement floor, wasn't it?
You can laugh all you want, Phil.
No. Clara, just tell me. Was it the basement or the bathroom floor that you're going to crawl across?
You can humiliate me all you want.
Was it the basement or the bathroom floor? What was it?
It was the dungeon floor, if you must know.
The dungeon floor! Yes! The dungeon. You could wind up dead, Clara.
Phil, you do not understand Exciter.
You could wind up dead in a barrel in the backyard.
You don't understand Exciter. He will make me the dominatrix queen. And he will...
You don't know you could wind up dead. Here is Sherman Oaks on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Other than winding up dead, I don't think that this young lady understands that he can take your money, he can take your identity.
He would never do that.
Well, give him your Social Security number and let's try it out. Call back and tell us about how your credit report is ruined, how he opens credit accounts in your name, accounts in your name.
I understand, yes. But let me ask you, are you familiar with the world of S&M?
I'm not talking about the S&M part.
Trust
that's bizarre.
Is everything.
I'm
trust
talking
is
about
everything
your identity.
S&M.
Well, I'm
you
not
trust
talking
a man,
about S&M, dear.
But you have
dear,
to trust.
Dear, I'm not talking about S&M.
But in the world
I'm talking
of S&M,
about your
it is
life.
Trust.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying that trust is some kind of special thing in the world of S&M.
Absolutely. If you give a man a broiler pan and tell him, have at it.
Honey, like, you give a man your social security number over the internet and you say, have at it, he is going to have your identity,
I did not
your
say
money,
that. No,
and your life.
I didn't say that. I said he wants my social security number to test my loyalty.
No, he's going to test your credit rating, honey. Test it.
If you give a man a whip, you trust him to
what,
be gentle with that whip.
I would love to dominate you, honey, and dominate you out of every dime you have, because if you are so easy that you're going to give somebody your social security number like that, you're just stupid.
Are you in the world of S&M yourself?
No, I'm in the world of reality. And reality says you don't do things like this over the internet, hon.
Have you been dominated?
I seriously doubt it.
No, I want to. Has a man ever put it to you with a leather dildo?
Okay, all right. The lady didn't call.
No, I'm asking her. I answered her questions. Why won't she answer mine?
I'm answering your questions, dear. I don't particularly like S&M, but that's my decision.
But I will tell you that I cannot wait to pass the test and lick the bathroom floor clean while he pours his yellow gold all over me.
And you know what else?
Oh, man.
He's going to take every dime you have.
Yeah.
He's going to take your identity. He's going to take your life.
Oh, God.
You're going to give him that.
I'm not giving him anything other than my unrequited obedience.
Okay, look, if you're so much into that, go down to, right here in this very town, you can go to these B&D parlors. Can't you go to a, don't you?
No, I'm saving myself for Exciter. I'm a virgin.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, she's never been paddled with a broiler pan yet.
You, Mr. Henry, watch what you say, because Exciter is very protective of me. And this lady, too, whatever your name is, watch out.
Honey, you need to be more protective
watch
of your
out.
Identity.
Exciter coming get you.
No, honey, you need to be more protective of
and
your
you're
identity.
And you're a white girl, so a red ass on you is going to show up for a long way.
Honey, this white girl could outdo you any day of the week. Bring it on. Bring it on.
What you want me to bring?
Okay, she hung up, and I don't blame her. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Let's go to Salt Lake City. Hello.
Salt Lake City, how are you
yes,
doing?
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
I do know the world of Dom and Sub, S&M. I've played the game.
Do you?
Not currently, but I've played the game, and that's all it is a game.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Now, the scary thing is...
Do you know Doug Dugan?
No, I don't.
He wants to shave all the hair off my head and cover me in latex.
Oh, well, that's lovely. I've seen that.
Have you?
Okay, let the man get to the point of his call here.
Haven't met him, and this has nothing to do with sex. None of this has to do with sex. Whether it's straight vanilla stuff or S&M or any of the other ends of it, when I'm sitting home at night on watching TV and I'm bored, I'll talk to guys on the Internet.
Are you a gay man?
I'm a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when I talk to guys on the Internet, they're little straight boys who think that I'm a very pretty Polynesian girl.
There you go. He pretends that he's a woman, okay?
There's a good possibility you're talking
to a woman
Exciter
and you're talking to
that.
A 12-year-old boy.
Exciter would never do that. See, that is wrong what you do to those men. You should not do that.
Well, Exciter, you know what? A lot of those guys would say that this woman would never do that to them either.
Look, Exciter could be, the point this man's making, this Exciter could be a 60-year-old woman. And
no, Exciter is virile. He is a writer. He lives in Key West, Florida. He loves me and cares about me.
He's a writer in Key West. Let me see. Ernest Hemingway. I know. Yeah, it's Ernest Hemingway.
And he's fantastic and gorgeous and everything like that. I can promise you that instead of picking up some hoe on the Internet, he's out getting the real thing.
He doesn't
need to pick up some girl to paddle her bottom.
No, you know why?
Because there's plenty of B&D people out there that are willing to meet in person and not play that game.
Because he's busy writing his novel. He can't go out. And
will you listen to this bull crap? He lives in Key West. He's a writer, and he's busy writing his novel. I bet you the novel is The Sun Also Rises. Maybe it's Ernest Hemingway. Maybe he's come back from the...
You will be sorry when Exciter finds you, Mr. Henry, and dominates and disciplines you for talking to me like this.
I'll tell you what, the broiler pan I'm waiting for. You really listen to these people about the social security card thing?
I'll give him my social security number.
And every day I see people who have had their lives stolen.
I'm going to try and let Exciter know that I'm loyal to him.
You give him that social security card, girlfriend. You
don't try your racist stuff with me.
I'm not being racist. You Norwalk on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Norwalk, hello. Hello, Norwalk.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, talk to her now?
Yes, talk to her now, dear.
Yes, I think you're not real, woman. You have to wake up and smell the coffee.
I feel fine.
I'm afraid for you. I'm a sister like you, but I'm afraid for you. You put yourself in danger.
Are you a voodoo woman? You're not right. You don't understand America.
I don't understand America?
America is where we all get tied up and have ball games.
I know. So. I'm not from here. I'm from the island. But
I heard
very
that, girlfriend.
Crazy.
Girlfriend, I know you come from the islands. I'm saying I'm out there getting the good stuff.
You're getting this good stuff?
Yeah.
Are you virgin? You better find somebody if you want to give it up. Find somebody else to do it, not this man.
But you know, girlfriend, I am not a virgin. I'm a virgin to B&D, bondage and domination. And you know, with sisters, how hard does a man have to hit your ass with a broiler pan to turn it red?
Oh, come on.
You know what I'm saying?
But it doesn't make any sense to me.
What do you get off on? What you like? You married?
I'm married.
What's your husband and you do?
What my husband and I do?
Yeah, you know, just for you to feel sexy and all like that.
Oh, come on. I don't have to tell you all my life story on the telephone.
But
on,
I don't want
on,
you
on,
to
on
tell
on
me.
On radio.
But I don't know
you
what's
going on. You're exposing yourself. You're exposing yourself. You don't make any sense to me.
I make sense because
you don't make sense.
All my
you don't
life,
make sense.
I wanted to have a man dominate me.
Oh, come
and
on.
Didn't you like it when those soldiers raided your village in Haiti and put a ball gag in your mouth and all
no,
that?
No.
How
no,
about
no.
the tom-tom
I'm not,
coup?
I'm not stupid like you are, okay? So I don't have much to say to you. Bye-bye.
Well, about that tom-tom macoot and them big bayonets. Exciter's book is called...
Don't worry about it. You sound very stupid.
No, can I tell you the name of the book he's writing?
What?
Can I tell you the name of the book that Exciter is writing?
No, I don't want to hear nothing from
no,
you.
No, listen, it's called...
I gotta leave you.
It's
bye.
It's called Six Young Cheerleaders Meet Big Black Troy and His Latex Glove. Ah, shoot.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Big congratulations to the Indiana Pacers. They're going to make a series out of it. That means Big Nick Cohen's going to the game on Sunday, man, right? Because everybody's saying, you know what, don't you want the Lakers? I said, no, I want to see a seven-game series, and I want to see these guys, if they come back to L.A., these guys get to go to the game. And going to an NBA Finals, I had season seats for the Lakers. Don't ask me how I could afford it, because I couldn't. I stole season seats to the Lakers back the 85 year, and there's nothing like it. There's nothing like walking into that joint, and the place is rocking. Now, this was back in Showtime days. Well, who cares? It's still the same nut house. They got to win two. The Pacers got to win two? Oh, yeah, they do. They got to force the seventh game, because you're going to be going to the seventh game, right? Well, it ain't going to happen. Sorry, Nick. Anyway, I thought they only had to win one more, man. Forget it. If they win two more, they lock it out in Indiana, and that's the end of that. No, they have to. Yeah, the Pacers got to win one more game to keep this thing at least floating back to L.A. But I remember that joint was beautiful, you know, and you'd go to game. And this was back when they were playing the Celtics. It was so much fun walking out of the Forum, baiting all those Celtic fans. And 85 was a great year because they beat them, and they beat them in the seventh game on the parquet floor. But the guy's telling me stuff like, you know, wait till we get you back in the Garden. People from Boston don't understand just how humorous, nice folks, but they just don't get how humorous. The Garden? Don't you understand it's funny to hear you say that word? We'll get you back in the Garden, then you'll see the guy's like all red-faced, big red Irish Mick dude with his eyeballs bulging out, and he probably, yeah, was drinking his lunch and dinner, and which, you know, they say, drink your lunch, not your dinner, but passed him by, and he's sitting there, big red face, and we'll get you back in the Garden. And I'm like, the Garden? I have a couple of friends go back to Boston. They really like it there. I wouldn't go to Boston. First class, I wouldn't go back to Boston. And I'm an Irishman. I got a friend of mine. I ain't going to give you his name. In fact, he's my best friend. I said, where are you going this week, man? He said, I got to go back to Boston on business. I said, you like it there, don't you? Oh, I love it. And he says, I don't want to sound racist, but I just like standing in a bar and having a drink with all of my own people. I said, what do you mean, white people? He goes, no, not just whites, Irish people. He says, there's nothing like it. Standing around in a bar room, throwing back a few with a bunch of Irishmen, you know. And I said, yeah, I, you know, You're still my friend, even though you're a Klansman. You filthy. He says, no, I just like that. He says, it's just, there's something about walking down the street and seeing your own people walking around. It's not that I got anything against black folks. I said, no, you don't have anything against black folks. Just you walk into a bar, there's a couple there, you turn around and walk out. He says, no, not a couple. Two's fine. But any more than that, you know, every bar is going to have a black guy in it. That's okay. And generally, you know, the bars that I go into in Boston, very, very, they're high end. I mean, a lot of lawyers, a lot of very professional people, which is my friend is in the banking business. And he's an Irishman and he's American, but he's got the Mick looks. And so he goes into these joints and he has himself a pop. And, you know, the folks that are in there are all pros, like a couple of black guys that are hanging at the bar having a drink. You know, all professionals, you know, doctors, lawyers, whatever. I said, oh, so they weren't cleaning the tables and clearing the bathroom. He goes, yeah, that surprised me, too. I said, oh, that's great. So anyway, I'm kidding. I said, Jesus, I've known you my whole life. I didn't know you were such a piece of crap. He goes, now, come on, be honest with me. I said, what? He said, be honest. Okay, what? You go in a bar, and it's mostly white folks. Don't you feel better? I said, no. He said, why? I said, because the bars that I go into, they're mostly white. They're all Mexican. Oh, so you prefer the company of blacks? I said, yes, I prefer the company of blacks over Mexicans. I'm kidding. I never said that. Oh, look at that. Now Nick's got on this. By the way, we're going to Mexico next week. Nice sombrero in there, man. That sombrero you got on is so oversized, it's beyond funny. Now it looks like it belongs on your head. All you need is like a trowel in your hand and you're finishing cement. You look great. Got on a big oversized. Last time I saw a sombrero like that, no kidding. I was watching the finals of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, and it was Vancouver against, I think, the Rangers. The year the Rangers won the Stanley Cup Finals, and a riot broke out in Vancouver. Now, this is one of the most kickback towns in North America. Vancouver, B.C. is just chill city. Everybody's up there smoking tons of dope. Tons of dope in Vancouver. And they are just, there's nothing gets them upset up there. The Canucks get into the finals. And they play the Rangers, and a riot breaks out, and I see a guy with a hat like that, Nick, a big oversized sombrero, just clock this guy who's walking out, and he just swings it, boom, laid this guy out. I mean, put this guy out with an overhand right that was unmatched in the annals of prize fighting, wearing a big sombrero. So in one instant, there's this humor of the oversized sombrero, and the guy's holding a can of Lucky Lager, and the next second, pow! Clocks this guy, flattens him in Vancouver. Blew a lot of people away because Vancouver, like I said, totally kickback city because of all the dope that is imported up there from Northern California. Although they are growing their own in B.C. these days, right? You said that good Humboldt grain, all that Northern California dope, which is spread up throughout the Pacific Northwest on into Canada. And, of course, now in Canada, you may not have heard, they're growing so much dope in Canada, and they're bringing it down over the borders. We don't have the Border Patrol like they have down south. In other words, our border with Mexico is much more heavily patrolled and guarded than our border with Canada. And finally, they got wise, the Canadians. They're growing large amounts of grass up there and bringing it down into the States, and it's like no sweat. And finally, the Mexicans got wise, so the Mexicans are going up to Canada, and they're coming in that way. So all of the cats that are picking the radishes out here in Central California this afternoon, they're from Canada, by way of Mexico. Get it? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.